Your time is now. Let's make this moment last.
Welcome to the 24-25 season of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Before you listen to this episode, please head over to our social medias and hit that follow button. You can find us on X at Keeping Up Apps and on TikTok and Instagram at Keeping Up Apps Pod. Please also hit that subscribe button on YouTube where we are at Keeping Up Appearances. I've always wanted to say that.
This is going to be a rough one, this, I reckon.
I have done like little prep as possible here for
I think I actually might fall asleep during this recording, you know.
I'm starting to feel like Bob feels during like these things. In terms of prep for Maroon 5.
Oh no, that's not good.
Tell you what, one of the actual podcasters falling asleep during it and not one of the listeners falling asleep during it. Is it hitting new lows?
Carl's just done 15k and he's gonna be more awake than Tosh at this rate. Although that jelly.
Tosh has had 15 jellies, so he's the real winner.
15k jellies.
That's too far, that Cal.
Only 10 calories.
10 calories. 10 calories. The nice them ones. What flavour are we talking? Raspberry?
It's strawberry on this one.
Strawberry, is right.
That's what, do you know the way like Logan Paul and KSI did Prime? We should have our own jelly.
That'd sell that.
I'd love that.
We could take over the market because you two have done your market research.
Awesome.
Can we throw custard in as well? I absolutely love custard.
I was talking to Nicole yesterday because she works in like marketing.
I thought you were going to say she works in Ambrosia then.
No, I was Imagine thinking more she can help us with market research, but I'll do my best to find someone that works in the custard business.
And anyone who works in Butterscotch Age of the Light as well while we're talking. Just over on there.
I'm starting to think you're in this podcast for the wrong reasons, Tosh. Just get lovely dessert food.
I'm 12.
We realised you were the important part last week, Sean.
Without
you and then with the customer feedback. So,
well, yeah. So you didn't realise on the podcast because you had a great time. And then we've had one person say, I'm decent. But yeah.
I thought that was a joke. I like how you said we need to make this a quick one. Then we spent 10 minutes talking about custard.
Yeah, sorry. That's
Custard.
And on that note,
yeah, let's go.
Welcome to this week's episode of the Keeping Up Appearances podcast. Quite possibly a couple of our members might be feeling a bit more rough than others after yesterday. We celebrated our longtime friend, listener, and two-time guest, Matthew Griffin, his wedding yesterday. So congratulations to Griffin and Reeve. We had a great day, but hopefully everyone is fresh and ready for what we hope will be a fantastic episode. Looking at everyone's faces, the answer is possibly not, but we'll get through it, I'm sure. So to start with, I think we'll go with one of the more fresh-faced of us for this week's starting game. So, Sean, do you want to take it away and explain what the game will be for today?
Yeah, thanks, Kyle. So just before we go anywhere, I'll preface this with some people on the podcast might be a bit worse for wear due to having a few ales yesterday. I'm a non-drinker, but I'm just full of cold. So apologies if I appear bunged up and nasally today. It's doing me head in. But
nothing wrong with being nasally, Sean.
That's true. That's got you where you are in the world, Annie Pop.
Exactly.
Right. So we're going to start today with a new game. Not necessarily a quiz in which the lads will compete against each other. And rightly so, I will decide the winner. So if I just quickly explain the rules. So how it's going to work is I'm going to give the lads a category, any category within football, and then they've got to build a five-a-side team that fits that category. We'll take it in turns. So, for example, it would be maybe Tosh, Bob, Callum, and then we'll follow the ABBA system. So then we'll go back down the line, Callum, Bob, Tosh, like that, until everyone's got a full five-a-side team. They've got to obviously consider their picks carefully based on the fact, number one, they've got to fit the criteria, so they've actually got to be correct. And also, they've got to have a fairly balanced team, because that's what I'll be kind of looking for. So the best team, the best five-a-side team, the thing I think will win out of those three is going to be the winner this week. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. Do we have to have a goalkeeper?
It depends if you want to win or not, Tosh. If you want to go bold, I think you'll go bold.
Centre back with Tony Adams usually.
You know what? That's a great football joke. That.
A few more of them a week, Tosh, and
got no reaction.
Can you wait to the moon?
Isn't that what you want from a great joke?
It's got sad. No noise yet.
I'll edit laughter in there.
I mentioned custard once and it's got us all howling. Steve Ball joke and getting nothing.
Right, so he's ready for the category.
Let's go.
Okay, so the category for this week is, I'm going to start quite broad. Okay, obviously if we do this again, we can maybe go a bit more specific. But while it's our first game, I don't want to make it too hard. So we're going to go with FA Cup winners. So any player that's won the FA Cup, simple really. You've just got to build your best five-a-side team from that. Obviously, what you have to bear in mind as well is anyone that you've got in your head could be taken by the lads coming before you.
Okay.
So if we start with the order that is on my screen, the one I said earlier, so we'll start with Tosh, then Bob, then Callum, Bob, Tosh, and so on and so on. Does that work, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Yep. Okay, then. So let's make a start with Michael Tosh. Who's your first player?
Neville Southall.
Any reason?
Oh, do we give reasons? One, I thought Bob might go for him. I just thought definitely won it twice, 84, 95. Obviously, probably Everton's greatest ever player, maybe, would be certainly up there. Absolute legend. And yeah, just I think man of the match performance in 95 and pretty much first person that came into my head. I was thinking, I was going to say the Bert Trautmann who broke his neck in a final in goal for City was my other thought. So one of you can have that one, but I suppose I probably shouldn't do honourable mentions. Sorry, sure.
Are you going for like iconic players rather than best players here?
I think that's an element of both. I would have thought, never so thought, but.
No, but I mean, if you were going to go with Bert Trautmann, is that just purely because of the story?
Yeah, I suppose. It's FA. A lot of FA Cup is about stories, I think, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
that's a good point.
I think I will try and have a couple of iconic FA Cup moments in there in my fifth pick. So I can wait for a bit and try and pick me like next few, couldn't I? I've got a bit of a gap.
Yeah, you have, because you've got to come down the line and back again.
To be fair, it's pretty solid going for Big Nev, because modern day Neville Southall, you wouldn't actually be able to get the ball past him in a five-a-side goal, would you?
Yeah, you didn't specify when. Yeah. Which Neville Southall, Josh?
Yesterday's one.
Right, go ahead, Rob.
I was actually going to say Big Nev. I will say David Seaman.
Not gonna lie, I didn't expect David Seaman to mention, but why have you got Seaman?
Because I was thinking of iconic FA Cup moments, and I know wasn't in the final, but I save against Sheffield tonight. Yeah, pretty iconic.
Sorry, fair enough.
Yeah.
Right, so yeah, I like how you've gone very specific here. Go ahead, Cal.
I'll go not very specific and go for a five-a-side nature of it, Ederson. Okay. Play out from the back. He play out if he needed to. When they go goalie wedness and they're changing it around a bit, he'll be fine. So, yeah, Ederson, perfect five-a-side keeper.
Yeah, see, you're playing different games here. I like it. Greg, Cal, you get your second choice then.
So I was trying to think of formation-wise.
That's what I was going to say as well. You can play loosely with the formations.
Yeah.
Go all up the tackle, all out defence, whatever you want.
I think I'll probably go a 1-2-1. So my defender will be, you know what, just because he's, I'll be on a similar line to be fair as Ederson, because he's a great, great, great footballer. I think I'll have to go Johnny Stones. I think you pick five aside, you know, players. It's got to be John Stones.
Oh my God.
Is it people you want to go on a night out with as well?
Hmm. So yeah. me and Bob are going to have to take out all the rest of the city players to stop and pick them one for now.
So you
go John Stones.
Are you thinking like a proper ball playing centre half, Carl? Yeah. Is that what you want?
Yeah, of course. Playing five aside. If you're defending five aside, John Stones.
Okay. Fair enough. Bob?
I'm going to go ball playing centre half, but a very impressive athlete as well. I'm going to go Rio Ferdinand.
Yeah. I'll be honest, when I thought Callum was going down the line of ball playing centre half, I thought he'd go Rio. But then I remembered he didn't play for City, so.
Yeah.
Kind of. Right. Yeah. Good shout. So let's just. Oh, no, guys. We'll do Tosh one more and then we'll recap who we've got so far. Have you got your next one ready, Tosh?
Well, I was just thinking, did Rio win it?
Would he have been banned in 2003?
Was it 2004 when they won it, or three? I think they won it
2004 it was, because 2003 was Arsenal.
I think he was banned.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Have we checked? Someone checked?
Yeah.
So he never won it?
I thought we were doing Community Shield winners.
Right. I actually don't know what this means. What should they do if someone gets one wrong?
I don't know. Is it? I mean, I'm always up for a competition.
Pick another player.
I feel like I should get a point for spotting it.
I do. So Tosh, you can have six players.
Oh, here we go.
Bob, you can have four.
Surely just picks another player. That wasn't the quiz. Nah, the quiz is just the best team.
I'm winning though, so.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The game's just the best team. Pick another player.
Why have you just put Tonali in as well, Bob? Right, come on, pick a new one then.
Oh, I thought that was a really sensible one.
The best English left back ever has won the most, I think, has he?
Not even going to respond to that.
I think Bob should have to put Ashley Cole in. Actually, that should be his punishment, sure.
Yeah,
fuck off. No, Vincent Company.
Oh, Callum's gutted. That was his next one.
Seaman played for City as well.
Yeah.
Four out of five are City players.
Cal loves Seaman.
And Simon Cox.
I'm going for between two English proper captain centre halves. I've stuck between Tony Adams, but I think they won it in 1964, was it? West Ham. I'm going to go Bobby Moore. Famous for winning three Wembley finals in a row. 64, he won the FA Cup. 65, won the Cup Winners' Cup of Wembley. And 66, he won the World Cup. So, just to run an extra thing.
Knowledge, you know what?
I haven't checked that, so let's
I didn't think I was going to get swayed by, like, people bringing facts, but I don't even know if that is a fact, but Tosh says it so well, I just believe him.
The other one you're picking from is just the person who's typed in Man City team 2019-20, so.
Right, so, okay, just to summarise, so Tosh has gone for Neville Southall and Bobby Moore. She's got very old school so far. We've got Bob, who's gone David Seaman, Vincent Kompany, and Callum he's gone for a proper footballing side. He's gone Edison in goal and John Stones. So, Tosh, it's back to you for pick number three.
Actually, it doesn't matter.
Third one. I forgot it was me next. I haven't really prepared. I've got a couple of names written down. Again, I'm going down the FA Cup iconic moments now for the rest of mine. So, I think winner in 1953, if memory serves me correct, Sir Stanley Matthews, first English fella to win the Ballon d'Or as well. Famous for having tried a long time to win it, and his team were getting beat 3-0 in the final. I think it was definitely finished 4 or 5-3, and he was brilliant in that final. So I'm going to go Stanley Matthews.
Again, he's thrown that in there. Not many people have a final named after them.
Correct,
you,
so. Yeah. I think that, and not the other, the fella, there's another fella, it's Stan Mortensen, scores a hat-trick in the final. It's named after a different fella. So, yeah, so I'm just going to check it was 1953 before I embarrass myself.
I'll be honest, I don't think it's that embarrassing.
Before you're doing me.
Yeah, it was 53, yeah. But he was famous, that the story was, he was like obviously the best footballer, and he'd never won it before, and then they were 4-3, yeah. They won 4-3, yeah. Stanley Matthews, I love.
Yeah, quality. Right, Bob, you're up.
Uh, maybe a bit of a crying player, so I'm going to go for Barry Orr.
Oh, no. I knew this was coming.
No justifiable reason.
Oh, honestly.
No justifiable reason other than his chance, really.
I think Sean, you've got to take a point off me there because I picked Southall, which meant he had to go some other Everton player. So
yeah. I should probably be more obscure.
absolutely
ludicrous players in this team. Imagine Barry Orne turning up to this tournament. What am I doing here? Right, so yeah. Right. There's no more to say about that one. Go ahead, Cal. Do you want me to just write David Silva down now or
he's gonna be my second midfielder.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I'll go with. So I can't remember. I think it was maybe like the mid to late 2000s, was it? Kind of everyone realised how good he was this season. I remember the skills you're doing in this final against, obviously, it wasn't against great opposition, against Millwall. Some very good clips of him that game. He kind of just tore Millwall to shreds. I will go Cristiano Ronaldo for my one of two midfielders.
Yeah, fair enough.
Good shout, I like that one.
Yeah, again, because not only one of the best players ever, but he has got that iconic final, hasn't he?
Yeah.
With a little,
talking about Barry Horn or?
Little spaghetti head as well at the time.
Wasn't
he? Used to love Ronaldo then. Right, Carl, you're up again.
Is it back to me again? Just ready to prepare the other one, shouldn't I? Who would be the other one?
Who else plays for Man City?
Just who else is a Man City player? And Pep definitely didn't win it, did he? Kind of managers. I will go with, you know, I think someone who we mentioned last week who was, yeah, we mentioned them last week in the rivalries, and we all kind of agreed that he's possibly a bit underrated as a player, and I'm going to put a bit of steel in the team. So I'll go with Roy Keane. Add a bit of steel in that five-a-side team. The others can play the football, he'll do his bit.
Do you think Keane's going to like Ederson? I don't.
No, I think he'll appreciate him, I think.
Yeah.
More so with the fact that we all said last week he's probably underappreciated, and he's obviously like an iconic captain for an English club. So, yeah, we'll throw Roy Keane in there to, he'll lead the team and let the others do their bit.
Yeah, sounds good. Rob?
Oh, that suggestion was drawn out like Lawrence's speech then.
One for the listeners, that.
Yep. I'm gonna go for Joe Parkinson.
Oh, Bob, why are you doing this?
All the dogs of war. I can do his next one.
Can I just check? Is that just a
Barry Orne? Yeah.
This is why he's the best show.
No, that's your new catchphrase. That's Josh.
The reaction to Barry Orne was so good, I just thought I might as well go for Joe Parkinson.
Yeah.
And they know each other's games so well.
I love
how
you just don't care about anything, do you, on this podcast?
No. Yep. Correct.
Cheers, yeah.
Just if, if for a nice time, Sean.
Yeah. I'm having a great time, yeah. Go on, Tosh. So this is your last two, Tosh.
Oh, I get both mine in a row, don't I? Because I've got the pick. So yeah, I'm going to go one more midfielder. And I'm just going down the moment. Actually, my team's been pretty good so far, but this one is probably the worst player. And I'm stuck between two of my favourite FA Cup moments from the 80s. I'm going to go for, I think I've decided, the score of one of the great FA Cup final goals, 1981, Ricky Villa. I think just maybe some would say not even the best goal in that final. If you look up Steve McKenzie's, but yeah. I'm going to go Ricky Villa, Argentinian, always like a bit of Argentinian, signed after winning the World Cup with Argentina, and just for John Motson's commentary. So yeah, I'm going to go Ricky Villa. And then I'm going to go up front, I'm stuck between, I haven't really got someone too modern, so I'm actually going to use this time to go modern, and I'm going to go for someone who scored the winner in at least, or scored in at least three FA Cup finals, I remember. Didier Drogba. Scored in the, beat, when they beat United, when they beat Everton, when they beat Liverpool, he scored in all of them. And probably, oh, when he beat really Portsmouth as well. That, so, I was thinking, could we keep going with the Welsh team, and Ian Rush would be in there, but I think Bob wouldn't let me on the podcast if I'd have picked Ian Rush, but I think, again, scored in quite a lot of cup finals, Ian Rush. But yeah, I'm going to go Didier Drogba to complete my team.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, Tosh, I love this theme you've gone for. It's great. I don't know how good half the players are, but I like the thinking. I do know how good half the players that Bob picked are.
Great.
And the answer's not very. I'm also, I'm 99% sure I know which striker he's going to pick as well. But go on.
When I started with actual sensible suggestions, I was going to pick Drogba, but since how Tosh has pinched it, I'm going to go for an even better centre forward and go for Daniel Amakachi.
Yeah, there's a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, tell you what, Vincent Kompany's going to be delighted, isn't he, when he sees the team sheet. And he wonders what the caretaker's doing here when Joe Parkinson turns up.
And he's met all of his teammates as well, so all his opponents, sorry. Yeah.
He'll be thinking he's lining up in the wrong team. Right, yeah. Thanks for that, Bob. That was great.
You're welcome.
Callum, last one.
My last one. I'm going to go with someone who I think will probably be one of the better five-a-side players in the world, someone who we've definitely been mentioned on the podcast before, possibly a few weeks ago, actually. I think I nominated him. He's one of the top goal scorers in the FA Cup. He's got a few iconic games. Captained this side to win in it as well. I am going to go with Wayne Rooney as my forward for my five-a-side team. Obviously, an iconic English player. Had that game, I think, was it Borough, where he scored? Was it the two lobs, was it?
Yeah,
two unbelievable goals. I think he's in the, I think he's maybe seventh or eighth top goal scorer in the FA Cup. Captain decide to it. I don't think you can say much more than that. And just on a five-a-side pitch, I don't think there'd be many better players that we've actually mentioned who would be better than him. And by all accounts, a fantastic goalie too. So when Ederson did want to come out, here's me tactics. When Ederson did want to come out, throw Waz in goal and laughing. So
there's always that last 10 minutes when the keeper gets a bit bored, isn't anyone?
He wants to go out. Wayne will be like, yeah, I'll go in, Eddie.
I like you thinking.
So yeah, it's tactics involved as well. So probably should add a few points to me, that, to be fair. But yeah. see how good Stanley Matthews is in goal.
Not very good by all accounts.
Right, thanks, lads. So let's quickly summarise all the teams and then I'll talk you through me thinking for the winner. So we've got...
You don't have to, Sean.
For Tosh, we've got Neville Southall, Bobby Moore, Stanley Matthews, Ricky Villa and Didier Drogba. Bob has gone David Seaman, Vincent Kompany, Barry Orne, Joe Parkinson and Daniel Amakachi. And Callum has gone Ederson, Stones, Ronaldo, Keane and Rooney. Right, so it's a two-horse race, this, let's be fair.
One.
Yeah, so we'll just discount Bob. I honestly, when he first started, when he was like, yeah, David Seaman's got that iconic save, I thought, oh yeah, we're going somewhere here. And then Bob just did Bob and just turned it stupid. So unlucky, Bob, you're out this week.
I like the way Bob's like, start. That's really, like, it's good when you read it out and you can see, oh, yeah, you know, David Seaman, and then it's like, oh, no.
The worst thing that happened to us was Real Ferdinand.
Yeah, I was, yeah. I apologise.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so then we've got between Tosh and Callum. So we've got one who's really stuck to the brief, really made their players, like, very themed and, like, linked to the topic. And then we've got someone who's just gone all out ballers. So...
Me?
Yeah. I could, depends on where I'm siding here, whether it's on the kind of sentimentality or the ability. And this week, I can't not. I'm going for ability. So let's be fair, Callum's team will be absolutely unbelievable at five-a-side. So this week, Callum has collated the best five-a-side team. So
are you joking me?
Well done.
Thank you,
Sean. That's absolutely ridiculous.
Thank you.
How is it ridiculous?
Because that the FA an FA Cup theme, you might as well just have footballers. Callum's team, apart from maybe Rooney, is not FA Cup themed.
Nope, I didn't say
no
was.
One would talk about John Stones and FA Cup theme. And actually, I think you do it.
Specified that too.
My team, no one in the world would say Edison's better than Neville Southall. Bobby Moore's a world, but no one would say John Stones is better than Bobby Moore. Stanley Matthews has won the Ballon d'Or. Ricky Veer, we can live so, out. Drogba's done a lot more than Rooney. You've actually got it wrong on both briefs there.
Mine was clearly better anyway. So
Can I just redo the rules? Nah. It's any player that's won the FA Cup. You decided, belief? Tosh, that you were going to make it about the FA Cup.
Correct.
Decided that?
No, I did not.
I don't think my team's better anyway. I don't know. There's literally maybe.
You think your team's better than that?
Roy Keane for Ricky Veer, maybe, is probably the only one that you'd take.
I'd have Rooney over all of yours.
Drogba?
Yeah.
That's a close one, though.
I would have Rooney over Drogba,
that's close.
I'm pretty sure people would generally say Ronaldo better than Stanley Matthews as well.
That one's close as well. I forgot about that one. Okay. That one's close as well.
Yeah, okay.
That's three out of five that you've...
Two.
You said Roy Keane, Rooney and Ronaldo.
No, I'd said Drogba and Rooney's close. Drogba did more in big games, so FA Cup final doesn't get much bigger than that.
Yeah, but the FA Cup final's not played on a five-a-side pitch.
Exactly. Why the brief is five-a-side, then, actually.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're just doing this to spite me, at the moment.
Well played, Callum.
Thanks, Sean.
You've done well, eh?
Yeah, she hasn't. That was terrible.
What a load of shit.
Actually, Bob's was better than it.
No, Bob's might have been better than his at the rules you invented.
Can I just
say those rules?
Can the listeners guess who are the two rough ones?
Yeah, the two have got very short fuses today.
Fuck off, Sean.
Cheers.
Can't believe it. You go to all that effort to pick and write names down. Honestly, you could have picked the Man City team.
Right. That was another successful game anyway. I'm glad we've all left it really happy.
Maroon 5, yeah. They've basically just doubled up on Maroon 5 this week. Maroon 5 aside.
I like that. It's got a good ring to it.
Maroon 5 this week, as a fact, we'll start with recapping last week's. Last week's, in Sean's absence, we looked at football and rivalries when Max was on. And a very good discussion led to a very good poll, but our winner was Bob again with Keane and Vieira. So Bob, when he puts a bit of effort in, despite looking like he's asleep now, is
get in.
I think you'd froze there, to be honest. But Bob will have the privilege of voting ours off. So this week we're going down, as you may have heard in last week's podcast, Sean was missing it to be at the wrestling. How was it, Sean?
As expected, it was absolutely unbelievable.
Rubbish.
We were maybe 3 foot away from the entranceway. Got to see Randy Orton, Cody Rhodes, Jey Uso, all the big dogs. So yeah, it was quality.
So this week we tried to come up with a wrestling themed one for Sean, and we're gonna go down the route of like best nicknames, and we're going for players rather than obviously club nicknames. So what a player has been nicknamed, and we've pretty much left it at that really. So yeah, football nickname, I just realized we've got to have an obvious one, so we'll come to that at the end when we see what people have picked, because we don't actually know what we're going to pick for each other's ones here. So anyone want to jump in first? Sean, as the wrestling expert, would you like to go first? Or
Can do. So obviously I'm delighted this week to be having a wrestling episode. I am a big wrestling fan. I've been since I was a kid, and to the amusement of many, still am to this day as a 31-year-old man. But I'm proud, so that's all that matters. I enjoyed this one. Thinking about football nicknames, I think it's got a fun topic as well, because nicknames can be very, very broad as well. You can have funny nicknames, you can have your serious ones that kind of like, or your better players generally have your better nicknames, don't they? And then you have your funny ones. So again, I don't know how yous have all played it, but I've gone for what I think is kind of like what you might call, what the kids might call a cold nickname this week, which I think kind of adds to the kind of legend of the player I've picked. And it's a player who is quite like her, looks like her, a very nice footballer, a quiet kind of guy, very lovable. In fact, I think lots of neutrals would like this player, but he has got one of the sickest nicknames in football. And the person I'm talking about is the baby-faced assassin, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, which is a nickname that not only makes him sound great, it also kind of, I think, would probably, unlike most nicknames, maybe, yeah, I'd probably say most because there may be others, but would potentially have had a bit of a psychological effect on opponents as the years have gone on. So obviously Solskjaer was famous for being a super sub, still is now. When you think of the word super sub, you generally, well, at least I do anyway, think of Solskjaer.
I think of Daniel Amakachi.
Well, I'd have had Solskjaer on my team, but each their own. Yeah, so I think most people think of Solskjaer as the super sub. And I think if you think about the psychology of a United team at the time who were famous for Fergie time, famous for getting late winners, famous for not losing, kind of coming from behind late on. And I think if you were a smaller team or any other team maybe, and you're playing against this elite kind of prime United, and you're maybe got a 1-0 lead or you're drawing and you think, yeah, we're going to take points there, but you know that they've got this super sub, this, to quote, baby-faced assassin on the bench, a man that's kind of made a living and made a legacy out of scoring late goals, I think that's probably psychologically putting you on the back foot a little bit and probably helped United to get some goals. So, yeah, I've done a little bit of research to see just a couple of stats in terms of to what gave him this super sub moniker. And I think it was a 7-year stretch between maybe 96 to 2003, something like that. He actually scored 24 off the bench, with about 90% of them being after the 80th minute. Which you think, like, as a record, that genuinely is so good. At that point, not many players come on and make that kind of impact, especially so late in the game when the game's kind of petering out or going a certain way. And he come on, make an impact, score big goals, get big winners. Obviously, went on to grab, you might disagree, there might be other obvious ones, but arguably the greatest last-minute winner of all time in the 99 Champions League final to kind of, yeah, again, cement his place in the legacy, in the kind of history books there. And I think, yeah, what I love the kind of juxtaposition of the two phrases, because you've got like your baby face, because when he turned up at United, I think a lot of people were very unsure of him. They all thought he was this kid that turned up, because he was a little Norwegian, dead skinny, little, and then obviously got his baby face and then turned into be an absolute finisher, an absolute poacher. And in his debut, came off the bench, scored for United, and almost like set the standard there of what was to come for him. And obviously to this day, no matter what he does in his managerial career, he's still generally quite liked, but he'll always have that legend of being a baby-faced assassin, being a super sub. And I think his nickname kind of like perfectly encapsulates what a player he was, and yeah, kind of the legacy he leaves behind. So for me, I'm going for Ole Gunnar Solskjaer.
I do think it's a great nickname, and it's fun, isn't it? I think I think you said it's maybe cold or whatever, but I think it's a fun nickname. It kind of, I was trying to Google was who was maybe the first to be called the baby-faced assassin. I assume it's one that's been going around different sports for a while. I think Steph Curry has been called it obviously since.
Yeah.
And I think there's a boxer as well. And I was trying to Google who was maybe like the first.
Well, it's probably got its origins outside of sport, though, hasn't it? As in, like,
maybe you wouldn't like be surprised if it was like maybe like a World War II or something, like World War I kind of
thing, maybe,
or something,
yeah,
or something like something there. There was I know the scene's back an American footballer from like the mid 1900s, who was possibly called it. But yeah, I mean, it, to be fair, looking at it, it is across sports like boxing, MMA, obviously football, American football, squash, Fergal O'Brien, Irish nuclear player, Faced Assassin.
I know him.
It's not as cold for him, is it?
No, I don't think it works for like a
I swear
player.
That's the fellow I think he is. He literally is not baby faced as well, unless like.
But I think it's like, I think you're right in the fact that Solskjaer and his personality, it seems to be quite like jovial, and he's kind of like happy, and he is smiley, and he I'm not sure he's baby faced, but he kind of looks open and that kind of big eyes and stuff.
He's a bit
but
like Belfish, like, isn't he?
But just but just like Del
looks a bit like Frodo.
It's kind of
Or a
he's deadly, isn't he? Clinical, and I think it does perfectly sum up. I think
and
for a striker, it's such a good.
Yeah, it's striker, what you'd want, isn't it? Yeah,
just such a good. Like I don't think it. You could probably argue that it would, you could say something like say about the centre back or something, and this hasn't like sort of like a bit of a killer centre back. But I think it was as a striker, just like sort of finishing. Yeah. I think it works better as a striker, so yeah, I think that's a good nickname.
And even that Sean like alluded to as well, it works in the sense like an assassin's like sort of in and out, isn't he? Like it's like he's coming on for 10 minutes to do the job rather than like, you know, he's like, obviously I know that's probably not the only reason, but I think it's, as you were talking about with all the sub stuff, I think that does lead to that quite nice, yeah. Although I think when he was on the overlap, Neville was talking about when he first turned up and he had like a massive jumper on, like when they were he just looked like a kid who was in like his dad's jumper or something. Is even now, is like considering he's like 50, he's like he has still got like a little baby face, hasn't he?
Yeah, he definitely doesn't look his age, like,
yeah. So, I think that's a very, very good one to start. Yeah, good case put forward as always from Sean.
Thank you.
Anyone like to follow it up?
I can go next, maybe link it towards. I'm going with another striker. Am I allowed to say honorable mentions before I say mine? I don't think it's anyone you've picked. So, like, I thought
to be honest,
I don't think it would be someone you picked. I thought this wasn't such an easy topic, to be honest. Because I think there's probably like a few ways you can go for it. You can go for like really like iconic and sort of great nicknames, like Sean, like the Babyface Assassin. That's like an actual nickname, or it's like there seems like fun ones kind of around football. I actually like Cole Palmer. To be honest, I think that that's quite fun. I think the way that's being coined, I just quite like that. There's another good one which when I was researching was there's a player who gets called One Size.
Well,
who just it's that all. Is? It's all. Yeah.
I was going to say for the obvious one.
Yeah, that's such a great, but that's obviously like a kind of like a what would you say? Not locker room, but like a locker room one, isn't it? If you know what I mean, and like. So I think there's one like that. But I went for definitely an iconic player. And I think as a nickname to be referred to as this is like unbelievable. It shows that you've done something special. And he was coined this term by the Italian press for kind of lighting up Serie A. And the nickname was Oh Phenomeno. So I'm going to go Ronaldo, the phenomenon. I think just to be called the phenomenon means you must be doing something quite special. I just think I was looking. He also had the R9, which I was trying to think today when I was thinking about Oh Phenomeno as like his nickname, R9. I was thinking, is there any players before that who would have had, was he the first initial number player? I can't think of any others.
I think Tosh would be your man to know that, but
I suppose like probably maybe. But I mean, back in the day, obviously people wouldn't have had like squad numbers. But I suppose your striker would have been nine. I suppose your striker still would have been nine. So yeah, I mean, not tonight. Was he R9 though, or was he R9 once Cristiano came about? Was
no,
he?
Because he had the boots, didn't he?
Yeah,
he had the R9.
He had
the R9, the night boots R9. So again, I think a player to have quite a like, probably a bit of a pioneering nickname in that the R9, and then like what came from that, like when that was on the boots and stuff, like he's known as R9. So like people would actually call him R9 before they call him maybe Ronaldo, nowadays to kind of differentiate him anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, to be called the phenomenon, I think is like, yeah, it's a testament to like what he was. And I think he actually was a phenomenon. And I think to be called that for how talented you are by the press is unbelievable. And I was looking at his goal scoring record and it is phenomenal. So whilst he was at Inter Milan, that's when he got that nickname. So before that, Cruzeiro, he scored 34 goals in 34 games. PSV scored 42 goals in 46 games. Barcelona, 34 goals in 37 games. And then 49 goals for Inter Milan in 68 games. And that's why he was called a phenomenon. And it's something that has stuck with him. And yeah, there's obviously, similar to Jones, obviously don't be it. I mean, I don't think they'd say that for another footballer now. The baby-faced assassin, Solskjaer's kind of got that in football now. And I don't think there'll be another player who will be called the phenomenon. Things like Eric Cantona, the king, and all these kind of things, I think maybe other players might kind of take those. But oh, phenomeno, I think will just be Ronaldo's and that'll be that forever. So yeah, I'm going to go with Ronaldo, oh, phenomeno, kind of probably in brackets, R9 as a bit of a secondary one.
In brackets, fat Ronaldo. As he's currently known.
In brackets,
well.
Fat Ronaldo.
Was he the first person to ever be called fat something? Is the question.
Griffin.
Nah, yeah, I think that's a good shout, Callum. It was in my sort of. I was trying to think of something a bit different. Yeah, I think. Yeah, I think it's a good shout. I think it's a great one, isn't it? It's a great name, and obviously just iconic with him. So yeah, I think good shout. I don't know, were you about to say something, Sean, before you start to cough in there? No?
No. But yeah, I agree, because obviously, like, I feel like the legend of R9 has kind of increased even more, hasn't it, recently, with, like, when you look at, like, FIFA and Ultimate Team or whatever it's called these days, like, kids these days love R9, which kind of, yeah, has made his legend grow. But, like, genuinely, again, one of those players I wish I'd seen more of at the time. Do you know, like, I wish you were a bit older and, like, you could get those games on telly more.
Yeah, just yeah,
like,
agreed.
When you see, like, clips of him, he just looked unbelievable. Like, genuinely so good at footy. But, yeah, like, you can imagine when, like, that nickname came about, they must have been thinking, like, who is this? How's he doing this stuff? Because he's just, like, one of those players who, like, the ball just seemed to be glued to him, didn't it? He's just incredible. So, yeah. And as you say, that now everyone, I mean, Bob's a big fan of an initial number. I think, very much started something there. So yeah,
I've just done me research, and the first one was A11 for Amakachi.
Yeah, I take that back then.
I was just thinking as well, obviously, I mean, I imagine Ronaldo is a bit of a nickname as well, isn't it? Like, even his name's sort of a nickname. They always are, aren't they? Oh, no, was he Ronaldo Nazario? Is that actually his name?
Is Ronaldinho.
I think he is Ronaldo
Nazario.
No,
but is it, and then Ronaldo. Also, is does Ronaldinho mean little Ronaldo?
Yeah, because his name is Ronaldo, isn't it?
Yeah.
Didn't he swap names, essentially, as well? Because wasn't Ronaldo, as in fat Ronaldo, R9, wasn't he at one stage Ronaldinho, and he changed it?
I've heard that. You know, you say that, yeah. Bob, do you
want
to go or do you want me to go?
I'll go. Mine will be fairly short and sweet because the justification is in the name itself and what it's synonymous with. So I've tried to nominate him for the Ireland before based on mainly his personality and stuff. And I think he's probably got the coolest and probably the best nickname because people debate Ronaldo and Messi as the GOAT, the greatest of all time, and I think this nickname is the original GOAT phrase. So I'm going to go for George Best, El Beetle, essentially calling George Best already Best as the greatest, essentially by calling him El Beetle. Just think it's a dead cool nickname.
Are you implying that he's called El Beetle because he's like the football equivalent of the Beatles rather than the fact he just had their haircut?
Well, yeah, no, but I just mean, just, I suppose what I actually said suggests that's what I'm saying, but I just think it's the coolest nickname because they are essentially likening him to the in any way to the greatest band ever, I think it's automatically the best nickname. I think.
I do. I actually think it's a cool nickname. Obviously, it's the rock star life, isn't it? I think it's a George Best was the football and rock star, I suppose, wasn't he, of the day? So,
well, that's a stupid question here. But why was it L Beetle?
I think it was coined in Europe somewhere.
Oh,
so
okay. Oh,
I assume
yeah.
That's why. But it doesn't really make any sense. And I kind of picked George Best because I knew it would be a bit hungover today, so I thought it was quite apt.
And to what extent was he known as L Beetle? If that makes sense. Like, it might be a stupid question, but like, how synonymous is it with them? If you know what I mean?
With them or with him?
With him.
Or both.
Like,
if you Google George Best nickname, it comes up with L Beetle, so that... That's about as far as
obviously.
Any research.
That was all you did do for your research on them.
Yeah, so, don't know what else you want me to say there.
He googled footballers with long hair.
Yeah,
I think I actually am with Cano, who's supposed to be with each other. It is a great nickname, but it just so works for Bob. If I didn't have to have an Everton link, it's going to have a Beatles link, isn't it? So
yep.
I like his style. We worked for him in the football team at the start, the five-a-side team, so why not carry on?
And I'm in charge of this one as well, so...
That's a good point. I loved it, Bob.
I think we always get who's getting dropped.
Well, I am sick of being kicked out of these things, Kanga.
Tosh, this week I'm actually kicking someone else, actually having my own choice kicked out before you start whining.
Well, again, no, again, all of these are good ones, I think. So I wouldn't be kicking any of them up. But anyway, I'll finish it off then. So I've changed mine very last minute. So originally I was thinking something I'd only discovered recently, despite reading a lot about him, was Puskás's nickname was called a Galloping Major, which apparently was a film and he was a major in the army. And I just loved that idea of like an old footballer with that sort of name. But I'm actually going for a slightly more recent one of Roberto Baggio being the divine ponytail. And I just think there's something great about it. And when I was doing a tiny bit of research before, obviously I'd worked out the ponytail bit. And I thought divine was just to do with his godlike footballing ability. But apparently, according to Wikipedia, it's also because of his Buddhist beliefs, which I did not know. But yeah, I just think around that time, I think obviously it was just on the verge of Serie A becoming sort of like obviously massive in Britain. I think, you know, he came to prominence in the late 80s, the 1990 World Cup is when he sort of made his breakthrough. He scored a brilliant goal against Czechoslovakia, if I remember rightly. And obviously then 1994, he was the star of the show, but unfortunately missed a penalty, which he's always going to be remembered for. It's probably the most famous thing from his career. But yeah, he was a superstar in Serie A, made a few big moves, played for a few of the big clubs, but just generally loved to think if he's famous for... I was reading the book about, I think it was about Juventus, I mentioned it before, but he moved to Juventus from Fiorentina and they all hated him in Fiorentina. But then he went back, when he went back to Florence to play them, he got taken off injured and someone threw a Fiorentina scarf onto the pitch and he put it round his like thing with his thing and he got clapped off. And I think he just generally sums them up, the Fiorentina despise Juventus. He left them as their biggest superstar, went to Juve, who were like, Juve just hated all across Italy. But even he was still like endearing to them. But yeah, in terms of the nickname, I just think it's a great one. Obviously, it was a bit of a random haircut for someone like that around then. Like, obviously, Italy famous for style and all that. And it was just a bit of a rubbish ponytail. And just that nickname of, the divine ponytail, the godlike thing. And yeah, just a footballer. I think, I don't know, obviously not at the same level as Ronaldo, Callum picked, but I think just like, I don't think there'd be many people who'd have a bad word to say about Baggio. I think he's generally regarded as like someone who's loved, even for that game. Remember the Baggio free kick game you could play on the computer? That was great. Do you remember that? No, I'm getting a few blank looks. No? Oh, no, that was great, that. Around the time, it was like probably earlier than the likes of it, yeah. But the one, Denise Lewis, heptathlon and all that, the classics. But this was like a Baggio free kick one. I thought that was a commonplace one, that. No. But yeah, hard to talk. It is hard to talk about them too much. But I think, just one of the big ones that came to my head, a great footballer. I think a lot of people know that one. If you said to most people who've got a bit of footballing knowledge, who is the divine ponytail, I think most people will be able to come up with Roberto Baggio. So yeah, that's going to be my suggestion for the island this week.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I've not really seen much of him, like, throughout his career, other than, was it 94 he missed the pen?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all over, really. Bottle job.
Well, disrespectful, really. He lit it up in 1990. That's all you need to know as a youngster. He scores that penalty in 98 as well. But yeah, I think...
did he only ever play in Italy? Sorry, Tosh.
I'll have to check. I think he did. He played for... He started at a lower club, someone like began with a V, I'm not too sure. Then he went to Fiorentina, then he went to Juve. He played for like AC Milan and he finished at like somewhere like Brescia, which I don't know is his hometown. Just clicked on the wrong thing there. But yeah, I think he only ever played in Italy, but he might have had sort of. Yeah, he played for Inter Milan as well, actually. So he played for like pretty much all the big boys. He only actually played 56 times for Italy despite playing until 2004, which surprises me. But
was he there to that? 2004.
Yeah, I remember around that time. Yeah, he was playing till old, but he must have played like the odd game, maybe one game. They had a terrible Euro 2004. They got knocked out in the groups again, I think. But
so because into the 2002 World Cup, they got knocked out. Was it semis against Korea?
Korea. Yeah, it was like.
Obviously it wasn't the semis.
It's Korea beat Spain and Italy, didn't he? I'm not sure which order. Probably quarters.
I just can't picture him being there. I thought he was well retired.
I'm not sure he played in that one either. To be honest, I don't think he did.
Okay.
He played 1994, 98. He played in three. He's the only Italian player to score in three World Cups. So there's a fact for you.
Fair play to him. Prove me wrong.
But I suppose that literally doesn't matter because it's not to do with that. It's just to do with his nickname. So
no, but it is good though. And again, I think I'd say you three have probably got more famous players than me, if you know what I mean, like Baggio, especially because I at that time Serie A was the league, wasn't it? And like, yeah, like it was like the main European league that was shown in England as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, and again, I think there was an element of that sort of like as you say, is that like whatever he's done is the only thing he is ever going to be remembered for is that is miss.
Yeah.
And I think there's an element in that. Again, I might could way be wrong as I haven't read too much about him, but I think there's like that element in it. I don't think he won a whole lot there. I think like he went to Milan when they were on the demise. He went to Juventus when they weren't really winning anything. Yeah. I don't think he won the European Cup. Again, I might be chatting absolute rubbish there, but I think, yeah, for someone, you know, he won bits actually, but like, you know, he seems to have won Serie A a couple of times. One Spanish Cup, one a UEFA Cup. So, like, it's not like a glittering career for someone who's played like for all the big teams. But yeah, I don't know. I just think one of them things that, yeah, I think, you know, that idea for me was that if everyone says that I was going to go with the Puskás one, but like pretty much no one would have known that. Whereas I think the Divine Ponytail is sort of quite a common one, really.
Yeah,
should have just gone if it was like the other game. I should have just gone for something like Stonesy or something, and you'd have picked that one, Sean. So you'd have loved that. Are we saying that? Have we got an obvious one?
Darren Sicknote Anderson.
That's a good one, actually. I thought one of the obvious ones would have been either the Kaiser or the Bomber for Muller or Beckenbauer.
I thought you would be going for the Kaiser.
Well, I remember when Beckenbauer died, we talked about doing something like that. That definitely got floated around that time. I think the Kaiser's up there, isn't it? But, I mean, I'm happy to go there.
He died.
I also like the similar sort of football gravitas with Darren Anderton, so...
I reckon we leave it with Bob. Bob's got the deciding vote, yeah.
But he gets to pick the obvious one and the decider.
Yeah.
Go on, I reckon we go to Kaiser because I reckon all of ours... I reckon similar. All of ours... They're all like high profile names, aren't they? So yeah. I think if we go the Kaiser, it gives Bob a good choice to make. Whereas if he probably would have to get rid of Sicknote Anderson.
Yeah, but we know Bob and Bob definitely wouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And then I'd have been getting kicked out for Darren Anderson, which would never be happening.
Do you want a reminder of the five options, Bob, or have you got them all?
Yes, please, Tosh.
For Bob to pick, then we've got the baby faced assassin, Divine Ponytail, O Phenomeno, El Beetle, and the Kaiser or Dear Kaiser. Tough choice, I think.
Note. It is a tough choice, but I'm obviously going to kick Sean out just to annoy him.
That's absolutely... I mean, it is a joke. But, yeah. Well, it is what it is. I obviously I know that's the whole point of the game, but I do actually think mine is the best. Like, it's such a good nickname, and I think more than anyone else is it kind of, as we said, encapsulates the man rather than just being a bit of a general nickname. But
who do you reckon's got the best?
You've made your choice, Rob.
Yeah, who do you reckon's got the best nickname out of us?
Probably me. But
yeah,
but yours is used more.
He's a Pettigrew. I actually
yours is making a comeback, Bob.
Yeah, but I do
99
mostly.
Red Balloon Head. That's what we should have had the song of the week.
I do usually call you Nutted though, rather than Sean. So
yeah, I think I'm saved in quite a few people's phones as Nutted.
Yeah.
Right, Sean. So this week's fixture.
Right. Let's go.
Ligue 1, Montpellier to lose.
I think they'll win.
I was waiting for someone to say that. I thought that was Callum. I had Callum written all over that.
He's too busy cheating.
Sorry. I was looking at
him. He's looking at how many times Alfonso Alves has played for Borough.
Right, so we've got our fixtures in the wheel this week. For some reason, I think it must just be the after effects of the weekend. But yeah, we've decided to go, as Bob would call it, a kamikaze. We've got West Ham against United. Then we've got Brentford against Ipswich. And then in the Championship, Norwich against Middlesbrough. So two out of three are going to be pretty heavy. So it's in the wheel. And our game this week is... it's Brentford Ipswich.
That must have been that's the worst, surely, as well.
I
Norwich,
think it's
Norwich Borough, you could have got a lot more.
Yeah, that's not good. But that's the game.
That's the game we all know and love.
Did you say that's the game no one loves?
The worst part is you've got to make a prediction for it based on nothing.
Just like a Super Six, that's how I do on the Super Six, just guess.
Oh, I tell you, I got lucky yesterday with that one, Sean. Got that. I got Liverpool's score, right? Put me ahead of you.
Yeah, I had a shocker yesterday.
Me and you for weeks have been getting like this much identical for weeks, and it was, I think it was pretty similar again. I just got that one correct result, and then that like gave me an extra five ahead of you.
Right. Have we got any thoughts on the games then, or do you want to just go for a stupid prediction, and then we can all go to bed?
Yeah, I've got no idea. I mean, I feel like Brentford have been playing quite well, haven't they? And Ipswich haven't. But Ipswich actually don't seem to get beat that much apart from when the Toffees come to town. So, Michael Keane slotting them.
I don't even think that counts as a slot. That was just an absolute bang.
He had no right to be shooting from there.
Yeah. Can I just ask, is Michael Keane now loved again?
Because I've always liked Michael Keane. I feel like I've always been one of the Michael Keane defenders.
3 weeks
best
ago.
Best defender than him.
When Mr. Peter... 3 weeks ago when Mr. P's were on. So I just want to record that when but now that he's probably in the good books again.
No, he isn't. He isn't really.
Okay. You were singing his name a lot last night.
I seen some people saying when Branthwaite comes back, would you bring him back in for Keane? I was like, yes. Immediately. Keane up front then. Then we've got the dream team.
Yeah, bet on DCL.
Right.
We forgot to mention there's two sitters, but well.
Right, go on. Any predictions?
6-0 to Ipswich.
I'm going to go 1-0 Brentford, me.
3-0 Brentford.
I feel like, I mean, all the money was just Brentford, which makes me think, I think Bob's onto some sort of, I actually think Ipswich is the type of game there, if you were a newly promoted team playing Everton's the first team you'd want to play. But I reckon playing someone like Brentford, that's a game that your newly promoted side who hadn't won would win. So I'm going to go for a 1-2. I'm going to go an Ipswich win as well. Although I won't be risking it on me Super Six when the important things matter. I can't afford to lose them 2 points. But while I'm amongst friends.
Right. So it's time then to get our number. So 50 and 450 for Brentford Ipswich. And our number is... 193. I don't know if that's a good number or a bad number, but right, before we move on then, have you got a song?
Nickname of a band. El Bestie for the Beatles.
I like it.
What band would have a nickname? Because the name's already like a... Or like, it would have to be a singer, wouldn't it?
Say My Name. Who sings that?
Destiny's Child.
There you go.
Nah. Not with their links to Diddy. Not playing there.
I suppose P. Diddy is a nickname of sorts, isn't it?
Yeah, I guess.
Like a stage name.
If I'm not playing Beyonce because of a link to Diddy, I'm not going to play Diddy. He's very closely linked to Diddy.
I can see the link between Beyonce and Diddy, but I can't see the link between Diddy. Ken Dodd and the Diddy Men.
Oh, what is it? Happiness? Is that a song?
Yeah.
Let's play that. There's your song of the week. Happiness by Doddy. Ken Dodd. Enjoy.
We'll just say as well, we mentioned at the start, Sean Cunningham, shout out to him. He was singing our praises and promoting our pod at the wedding. And he also said he actually does play the song of the week and has his think while he plays the song of the week.
There we go.
Yeah.
Ah.
Must be the only one who does that, so.
What a guy.
Didn't he also compliment Sean? No, so.
Yeah, he lost some respect for that one, but.
I respect you, Sean. Get you on the pod any day. I'll let Tosh sort that one out.
Glad you got someone who's proactive on the case there, Sean. It's good. You've done well. How many Ipswich players can you remember from the first time, with the time when you were up? I've got one.
That's definitely who I'm going one. For.
Oh, is it the striker?
But yeah. He's one of them, but I've got another one.
Oh, yeah.
Who see? I think there's a player in your Saturday league team that's got the same name as him.
That goal play for Ipswich, did he? I don't think for many Brentford players.
I think I'm going bold here for a player that I think I remember, but might not exist.
Is it Richard Gough?
It's not. I don't think he played for Ipswich.
Well, again, are you just going to start claiming and you thought a different player and that was actually?
Oh, actually, yeah. Should we just discuss this because? I'm not going to change the league table because I'm not going to have Tosh moan about that for the rest of the season. But that it's absolutely disgrace what happened 2 weeks ago.
You have to tell the listeners.
Yeah, so if you remember, it was Sweden when we did the international break. And I said Svensson, meaning the ginger guy. All three of these Googled Svensson and decided that Anders Svensson was the ginger in question, despite the fact he's not ginger. But the player, so I came last. I was about 100 odd out when it turns out the player I actually meant, I can't remember his first name now, but the player I actually meant was one out and I had one. So in the league table now, I look ridiculous because I'm bottom by quite a distance. If I get those extra 3 points and other people lose points accordingly, I'm a point behind Callum. I'm a point behind Callum.
Yeah, but it's your own fault for not knowing the player's name that you were suggesting.
No, it's a problem. I can't help that. Also, I can't believe it's like if I said, right, I'm going for the black guy to play for Brentford. And then you were like, do you mean Ben Mee? Yeah. Like, he doesn't fit
well,
exactly.
I typed his name Svensson, in and it was Anders a ginger Svensson. Picture. And the Svensson, the picture was in the one. It's not my fault.
No, it is.
So well, you should know his first name, shouldn't you?
Well,
there's what we've learned now.
I still don't know it. So that's not good. But either way, there's it's just a disgrace what's happened here. But again, I'm not gonna, it's the last time I mention it because I'm not Tosh.
The picture I've seen here, I've just Googled on Svensson, he looks ginger.
Well,
can I share my screen?
If you can, that'd be great.
Does he not look like ginger there?
Aye, do you know what he does to
me? I'd say copperish, yeah.
He does look ginger on his Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's what I would have seen last week.
Okay, I will give you that then, but it's still annoying that the league table doesn't reflect my actual performance.
It does for most weeks, like, but...
Well, it doesn't, because if I win that, I reckon I've won about 5 this season.
That's true, actually, yeah. Yeah, right, actually, you've probably won more than me, actually.
Exactly. You're just more consistent. I'm either first or last, but yeah.
The entertainer.
That is consistent.
Well, yeah. Consistent in a bad way, yeah, I suppose. Oh yeah, I've actually picked the player yet. Right.
I think I'm ready. I think I've got three or four names that I'm not going to be able to do any better.
I think I've actually named quite a few of this, like Premier League, what, like 2000 Ipswich team here. I'm actually quite impressed with myself.
Did the... I'll wait to see if I had a go to see. I'm trying to think, did somebody play for them go on to play for Charlton, Portsmouth? Definitely Barclays. Did he play for Ipswich before then?
He's the one I thought... I don't think he played for Portsmouth, did he? But he's the one I thought had the same name as a lad in your team.
Definitely not. Oh, unless I've got a lad playing left wing called Herman Haradison that I didn't know about.
Oh. Sorry. There's a there's another lad who played for Charlton, who played also played for Ipswich. Sorry, my mistake. Right, go ahead. I'll go. I'll start us off then. And I've got, I think I've written quite a few of the 1999-2000 Ipswich team down. Again, I don't know how many of them will have played anywhere close to this, but I'm going to go for someone. I was torn between one player I definitely know exists and one I'm not sure exists. And I don't think it's worth taking the risk because it could just be zero for that person. So I'm going to go for someone that I know, or I think started at Ipswich as a kid. And then mid-2000s, went to Charlton. He was a Republic of Ireland international. And a bit of a pretty boy. I'm going for Matt Holland.
Oh, yeah.
He's the one who I thought, isn't there a lad in your team called Matt Holland?
I will go next then. Again, I'm sure I've got no idea. I mean, how long he was been after it, but you're right. He did seem to like, he obviously went to Charlton, didn't he? I'm going to go for, I was struggling for any Ipswich. I could only have the one. I don't know if anyone's going old Ipswich, but the striker who scored that goal, all the goals in that season, they had where they, did he end up qualifying for Europe, Ipswich or something?
He won the Champions League, didn't he?
Yeah, the Champions League.
Do you know? UEFA Cup. UEFA Cup, fair enough.
Yeah.
You were challenging, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I won't say just in case, but I'm sure most people know what I'm talking about. So I was going down the Brentford Road and I just had three players written down again. I won't say all of them in case someone does go for them. But I was stuck. They've obviously got a bit of a Scandinavian contingent. I've got two names in my head whose names are quite similar. I don't know which one's which. I know one has been there a bit longer than the other. But I don't know which one's which. So this could
be a Sean problem, though.
It is a bit of a Sean problem because I also definitely don't know his first name. They both end in guard, I think. So I think one's Norgard and one's Damsgaard. And I'm sort of, I think in my head, the Norgard one's been there longer, like pretty much since they come up into the Prem off the top of my head, which should probably balance out about right, maybe slightly over. I'm not, if it is that time, because I could easily be wrong. So yeah, I'm going to go Norgard, but if that's a way out, I'm going Damsgaard. Because I think he only joined like maybe 2-3 seasons ago. So I think he'll be like just about 100 if it's off. If I mean, it could be that, or literally everything I've said then could be completely wrong. So, but yeah, that's my guess. Norgard, I'm going. Settling for him. Alan, Bob?
Do you want to go, Bob?
I was trying to wedge in an Everton link to keep with the theme of the episode. So I was going to go for Marcus Bent, but I know he was quite the journeyman, so he probably didn't make anywhere near enough appearances. So I'm going to go for his namesake and say Darren Bent.
I have no idea how close that would be, to be honest.
He wasn't there that long, Darren Bent, was he?
Don't know.
He also went to Charlton, didn't he?
Yeah.
I feel like he had so many clubs that he just can't have been at Ipswich that long. But again, I honestly don't know.
I'll be honest. I mean, again, as you know, I know nothing. But I wouldn't put him there. I
just picked him because he probably made more than Marcus Spence.
I think there's a good chance Marcus would have made more.
I think Marcus probably did.
Sure.
I was also talking about Titus Bramble.
Oh, Barclaysman.
Yeah. There was they had like a Scouse fullback that played. Anyone remember him by any chance?
Did
no, I can't.
The one who's West, who's the one out the West Ham left back?
Crash
switch for a bit. Yeah.
He was, yeah.
He's from Aylward as well.
So I was thinking four seasons plus. I'll be honest, I struggled with both of those clubs. I went, not to surprise anyone, I went with a current player for Ipswich, who I think has been there for the last couple of promotions. I think he's possibly there in League One, I think. Championship and then Premiership now. I think he's captain. It's Sam Morsy, I'm going to go with. I don't think he will have been there for long enough to be in the 190s. I think he's probably mid-100s, I think, if I'm lucky. So I don't think it's going to be a winning shout. But yeah, I was thinking of maybe that like Wissa or Mbeumo as well for Brentford.
Oh yeah,
we've probably been there a few seasons now and play nearly all their games, or you know at least make an appearance. But yeah, I'll go with Sam Morris because I do think he's been there for the last couple of promotions, centre mid, captain. He's probably been on the team sheet most weeks in that stint, and obviously more games as well, in Championship and League One. So. Yeah, I don't think it'll be very close, but you might.
I was thinking the fullback for Brentford, Rico Henry. Whether he'd been there too long, do you think?
Possibly right on time. He's been injured a lot. Him not. He's had like a couple of years out. So possibly
and he's not
like,
that old.
On balance, it might kind of be up there. I'd be surprised if he made 200 appearances for him, to be honest, but.
Do you reckon? See, I thought more, to be honest. I just had him, he'd been there years. There was 1 year he was absolutely brilliant at Goodison.
Yeah. But he is only young and he had...
Oh, is he?
I think so. I would have said he was like, I don't know, mid-20s maybe. I don't know. I might be wrong. But I know he was out for a while, wasn't he? But he was very good.
Yeah, he had a terrible injury last year, didn't he? Yeah. He's only just come back, really.
Yeah.
Right. Results are in anyway. Not our best week, I'd say. But that was probably predictable.
Yeah, it's never going to be, was it?
So, all within single figures. Not within single figures, double figures. Yeah. That's about as well as my math lessons went today, though. one of us just about in double figures, unfortunately. And that was, someone was 292, so 99 out. Actually, it is 99 out. Oh, I shouldn't have done this math in my head. It is Matt Holland, 99 out, sure.
Got it.
Yeah, unfortunate. That was a good. I thought that was good at the time. We've then got two that are very close to each other, 140 and 139 in second and third, with 139 appearances and 54 out. Sam Morsy.
That's right.
A record, honestly, I'd never heard of until Callum said his name. Then
yeah, he's Egyptian. He played for Borough before Ipswich.
Honestly,
like football league player.
It was only when you said that, Callum, I actually don't think I could name an Ipswich player apart from that one whose name's like Leaf or something, left back. His first name's like Leaf or something.
Great.
Oh, yeah.
Clark.
A lot. No, that's bored now. And then Darren Bent was 53 out with 140, which means the winner was Norgard. I went for the right guard. Little pun there.
There we go. Senders.
Sends a few of them. Was 168 and 25 out. So yeah, not the best winner, but I'll take it. I haven't had a win for a few weeks, so I'll take them 4 points.
Good effort.
No complaints for me there. Unlike last week.
I feel, to be honest, I feel that was an awkward number and two awkward teams. So I think, to be honest, we did all right there. To be fair.
Yeah.
They were. Sean, yours was an honourable shout, I feel.
You're one of them. I genuinely, I'll be honest, I'm surprised it's that high. Only because I still remember him being fairly young when he went to Charlton. But obviously, he just racked up loads in the Championship and that. Right. Thanks, lads. Let's quickly then look at the updated league table. Guests are still on 8. Obviously, no guests this week, so they can't improve their score. Likewise, I am on, still can't improve my score. I am bottom on 16 points. In third place, we've got Callum on 22. In second place, Tosh is on 29. And then up top on 36 is Bob.
Well, thanks for joining us for this week's episode, guys. We do appreciate the support. Please head over to our socials to vote on M5 for this week. Some really good suggestions. I think Sean probably very unlucky to be kicked off, to be fair. But please do vote for who you think has the best nickname. A win for me in the starting game this week. Do we have a name for it, Sean?
Or should we call it a game of fives?
Game of fives, yeah. We call it a game of fives. I like it.
Fives.
I like
a game, game of maroon fives.
Merged. So a win for me in that, which I'll gracefully take. I think my five-a-side team takes a lot of beating. Tosh with a big win in keeping up appearances to try and close the gap on Bob. And yeah, we all managed to stay awake. Possibly two were struggling. Bob might have just well fallen asleep, but we got through it. So all good. Please do tell your friends about our podcast. We do want to try and grow our listenership. So yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend. Keep supporting us. And we'll see you next week.
It's a good job it's been a quick one, Sean.
I know, yeah. I was going to say, have you mentioned it now, Callum, your intro was in slow motion as well.
When did we get Lawrence on the episode?